Italians in Philadelphia have been racing to their computers and phones to try to get information about loved ones in central Italy. That's where a massive earthquake destroyed entire towns early this morning. More than 120 people have been killed by the tremor, and that death toll may still climb as officials search through the rubble. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports.
The America-Italy Society of Philadelphia, which normally teaches language classes, has been fielding dozens of phone calls from people trying to figure out if their friends and family in Italy are okay. Director Franca Riccardi has been combing through maps to help people pinpoint the exact locations of villages like Amatrice, Norcia, Accumoli, and Pescara del Tronto.
They are very small villages, so sometimes these villages have names so they are very similar. So they don't really understand very well the spelling, the Italian spelling, so they are really worried.
Some of those villages are 1,000 years old or more, perched on picturesque mountainsides. It's fantastically beautiful if you're a tourist, but Michael Bonacera of the Italian Immigration Museum in South Philadelphia says it makes it nearly impossible to navigate a search and rescue operation.
So many of these towns are small, older towns with very narrow streets. Lucky that you can get a car through it, you know, without bringing in the side view mirrors. If there is a disaster on that road, it's impassable. There is no passing through that.
That region was last hit by a major earthquake 7 years ago in 2009 when the village of L'Aquila was leveled. The owners of a restaurant destroyed in that quake relocated the restaurant to Philadelphia, naming it Grand Café L'Aquila. One of those owners is Stefano Biasini, who happened to be visiting the old village when this latest earthquake hit. His partner, Riccardo Longo, has been in touch with him and says he's okay.
Because of what happened in the previous earthquake, everyone's reaction was to run out into the streets. So he said that most people basically slept outside because they were terrified. He told me he slept in his car, parked away from any kind of building.
Longo says as soon as all his partners are back in Philadelphia, they will hold a fundraiser to help earthquake victims. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.